Happy Monday, dosers. And can I just give you a little bit of information that probably only 10% of you are going to really, really, really thank me for? And that's just a reminder, Mother's Day is coming up. And when I say coming up, I mean this weekend, people. Most of us probably know that. You've already planned on doing something for the 10% of you right now, maybe driving on your way into work, listening to it sometime today. You're like, ooh, man, I better get on the ball on that. Yeah, you should. Moms are pretty important people. May I remind you, you wouldn't be here without one of them. If for that and that reason alone, honor and praise is due. But when we set up this week of Mother's Day, lean to this weekend, trying to encourage you, buy an extra flower, get an extra gift card, dark chocolate, always a plus around our house. Whatever it is, can I just give you a little story? It is hard for me to think about moms in the Bible without going to Exodus chapter 2. I know it's a famous story, but still I love it. It's about this little baby born named Moses at a time where Pharaoh, greatest ruler in the known world at that time, Pharaoh of Egypt, had just issued a law that all Hebrew babies have to be put to death. You see, the Hebrew people were growing too large in size numbers inside the land of Egypt. And so he wanted to eradicate an entire generation. And we have Exodus chapter 2. Now, a man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, and by the way, doesn't every mom say, this is a fine child? She hid him for 3 months, but when she could not hide him any longer, she got a papyrus basket for him, coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it, and she put it among the reeds along the banks of the Nile River. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Now, you got to read the rest of Exodus 2 on your own if you want to get the story. I'll give you a hint. Pharaoh's own daughter comes down. They're bathing in the Nile. They see the basket. They bring it up. They realize this must be one of the Hebrew boys that's all been, you know, by law, supposed to be executed, thrown in the river. She decides, you know what? I want to keep this one. Moses' sister steps out of the brush right there and says, what'd you find, a baby? And she's like, I can go find a Hebrew mom that lost the kid. She's still able to nurse the kid. See, going to the Circle K for formula just wasn't that available back then. And so Moses' sister runs home, grabs her mom, says, Mo, little baby Mo, was found by Pharaoh's own daughter, brings it to her, and Pharaoh's daughter pays Moses' mom to wean the child for the next few years. How do you like that story in beginning? You know the guy was destined to do something great in Exodus 2. And where's it all start? Mom. Mom that did several things. Number one, a mom that said, I'm going to go against culture on this one. A mom that says, I know what's supposed to happen in our culture with babies, but I tell you how I'm bringing this baby up, it's going to be different. A mom that sacrificed at her own life and risk to disobey Pharaoh by hiding Moses for 3 months. But by the time those little lungs started to grow and his cries got louder, she realized, we can't keep him at home. I have two more kids at least in the house. And a mom that did everything she could possible, and then she just had to put him in God's hands. Isn't that a perfect picture of just moms? Moms that sacrifice for us, moms that love us. Christian godly moms, thank you, moms that say, I know what culture says is right. I know what culture's doing, but not on my watch, not my kids. And this may cost me, and there may be sacrifice involved, but not my kids. But at the end, what's a mom to do? At the end, a mom's just, I've done my best. But God, they're yours. They're in God's hands. These little critters will grow up and they will have free will. And there's nothing we can do about it. But moms, thanks for stacking the deck in our favor. Can I just start this week by saying, moms, thank you for the life you gave us, for sacrificially loving us, for doing your absolute best to take care of us. Christian moms, for launching us out into a place going, you brought us up different than the world around us. We're set apart, as the Bible calls it. We're holy, sanctified. We're different. Thanks, moms, for saying, on my watch, this kid will go to church. On my watch, this kid will be involved in ministry. On my watch, there will be a children's ministry, a youth ministry. I don't care what the cost is. We're going to be different in this world today. And at the end, you present a child and say, but God, they're yours. It's in your hands. What a great picture of starting this week. And another reason, buy an extra flower. get an extra gift card, make an extra visit, and don't forget the dark chocolate. This week, we celebrate moms.